It's FM 95 Mornings back with Harvest Sons, and that is Seth Coquitt and Nick Graffelman, Elise Wiley, Nathan Glazer, Andy Greiner, and minus four of them, Seth Coquitt is here.
I made it in.
Just as good as any of those other people.
I'm the only one who had Columbus Day off.
My wife had it off too, and then she got sick.
Yes.
Everything's well in your world. You're going to be a music teacher soon. When's that start? Is it already started?
I'm already there, yeah.
Nice.
I'm doing it, so.
Tell people where you teach.
Teaching at Peoria Heights.
And I was
happy to see that my alma mater, Knoxville, won the state 2018 State Orchestra Championship.
Nice!
Or something. I was like, that's...
Well, thanks for pointing that out.
Freaking sweet, yeah.
Maybe not anybody has on the radio,
I know.
So that's awesome. So I got
to point that out. Bob Olmsted is a force to be reckoned with.
He is. You don't know how many times I've heard his name on this radio station, or musicians going, he taught me.
So that's what I want. I want to be like Bob Olmsted, man.
That's great.
So
Flat Black Sessions is the album. It's really good. There's five songs. You'll start them over and over, especially lately. Search Harvest Songs Lately. You'll see the video. It's wonderful. Done by local guy.
Yeah. Seth Coquitt.
The video guy. What's his name again?
Oh, Pat Clark.
Yeah, Pat Clark.
He's a Peoria guy.
Yeah, Peoria guy. Check him out if you get a chance. Seth is changing out his...
I'm going to play one of the songs off the album for you guys.
What do you guys love being out live? Are you sharp? Do you feel sharp right now? Like
we
hot?
Feel sharp. Feel sharp. We're getting sharper by the minute.
Yeah, yeah. And can I say
that
notice on that last live track? And this isn't like a critique at all. It's just the growth of your voice is amazing.
It's come
it?
A long way, yeah.
Yeah.
It's singing something that... Hasn't been my strong suit. I know that. It's something I've been working on for a long time.
Some people have coaches, and that's tough if you're just a regular guy.
I'm my own coach.
Yeah.
That and YouTube.
Oh, good. Good. So you take care of your voice.
Yeah, try to.
Seth Coquitt, Harvest Sons, what are we hearing here, buddy?
I'm going to play Lately.
Nice.
Off the album.
So, all right, good. This is there's a video that goes along with it. You'll enjoy both Harvest Sons on FM 95.
Traffic's keeping me awake most nights now these days. Caught in flashlights through the blinds, but turning up the stereo louder. Lately, it's getting louder. Lately. Started a band to see where she goes. Where we all and nobody knows. You ever been honest with yourself at 4 a.m.? Oh, it's getting cloudy. Baby, it's getting cloudy. Baby, oh, I think it's raining. Baby, it's getting louder. Lately, oh, New York, you never sleep. Nashville, Tennessee, you haunt my dreams. Lately, just lately, just lately. You ever wanted something so much? Starts down deep in your gut and wakes you up. It's just a noise. It's getting louder. It's just a noise. Getting louder. It's just a noise. It's getting louder, baby. Oh, it's getting louder. Baby, it's getting louder. Baby, oh, New York, New York, you never sleep. Nashville, Tennessee, you haunt my dreams. Lately. Just lately.
Is it one of your favorites? Is that one of your favorite songs? It sounds like it is, the way you
it's
sing it.
It's actually a song about anxiety.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I kind of dance around a little bit in there, but the noise is all the stuff that can very quickly cloud your mind and just take over.
And you make light of it. You feel that in the video, but you make light of it a bit.
A little bit.
You'll relate to the video if you see it. It's wonderfully done.
Yeah.
And all right, I got to throw these out to you. Just tell me tell me some of your favorite guys that you're listening to right now, or even girls, because the girl you're wearing on your hat, I like a lot.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Margo Price hat.
Yes.
And of course, she's from Aledo, Illinois.
Wonderful.
Living in Nashville.
Two really good albums.
Yeah, she has some really good albums.
Got to see her live, you son of a.
I saw her live.
That's awesome, Seth.
Yes.
New York. You went to New York for a festival?
I went to
a festival?
Music festival in New York this summer and saw a lot of people that I haven't seen yet.
And you became fans of a lot of new stuff, too. Who did you tell me about when you came in?
One of my favorite bands right now is Andy Frasco and the UN, which I don't think they've played in Galesburg before. I think,
what are they like?
Pretty much straight rock.
Yeah.
They're a party band.
Nice.
Their show is like one big, gigantic party.
What do you think of, throw a name at you, Ryan Bingham, what do you think of him?
Like Ryan Bingham?
Like that voice?
Yeah, I do.
His voice.
Red Dirt Country is where it's at. I mean.
Yeah. His voice creeps me out.
It'd be awesome if FM95 could play some Red Dirt Country one of these days.
I'm going to play the heck out of Harvest Sons. I have two copies of the pre-release album now. You like that? And Jason Isbell, you just saw. Tell me about that show at the Civic Center.
Jason Isbell is really good.
Who'd you go with?
He's an honest songwriter, too. You know what I mean?
He
just writes really honest stuff.
Yep.
I went with Nathan Cowan.
Oh, nice. So nice.
Good buddy of mine.
And, enjoyed it.
Saw Bart from Kraft Butcher.
Fat Fish and Kraft Butcher. Yeah. Bart's great.
Which Kraft Butcher in Delhi is an amazing spot.
Yeah, no, it is.
I went there for breakfast like last weekend.
Absolutely.
And my goodness, it's good.
Man. Yeah, and I keep seeing
you
all
have
the,
to try it. You
the,
have to.
All the Facebook pictures of it, of all the food, just the way it's presented.
Yeah. And I'm jealous you guys have that in Galesburg.
Yeah, haha. Ha. Well, you have to come home and see people.
I will. Yeah. All the time.
There you go. Where are you at? You're in Peoria?
Peoria, yeah.
And Seth Coquit, he teaches music now, and that's awesome because if you're going to have a real job, you might as well have a real job doing what you love, right?
Yeah.
You didn't do that for years. It wasn't always.
No. I just did what I had to do.
Yeah. And you didn't know. When did you get in your first band? Had like three gigs a month?
Yeah, my first band was during college, I think, you know. I had some bands in high school.
Yeah. What was playing in the, and I asked you these questions a million times, but a lot of people haven't heard of you before. So growing up in your house, what was playing?
A lot of FM95 actually was playing in our house.
Yeah.
So
you got
a lot
of
Tim McGraw, a lot of...
did you go left of that?
Yeah. You know, David Lee Murphy, all that country music.
90s.
Playing regularly in my house. And then I got into like Nirvana and Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah.
Listened to 90s.
I was right
alternative
there
very heavily. And that's obviously influenced a lot of my stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just going to go ahead and play something. We're going to let Seth rest his fingers. I said that before, and I made him play another song. This one's, I love this one. It just starts cold. How did it grow in the studio? Was it meant to be that way?
Yeah, this one, it grew out actually as a slower song.
Really?
Yeah, a lot slower. And then, I don't know, just somewhere I was like, let's try something a little different.
Yeah, and everybody was in?
Yeah, everybody was in.
Does it? Is it fun to play live?
Yeah, it's really fun to play live.
Whiskey, Bourbon, Black Eyes on FM95. It's Harvest Sons.
Oh, my bad. You're playing that song.
No! I didn't mean to play this one. I meant to play... I was supposed to be playing Washed Away. Yeah. That's right.
That's right. We can redo that.
No, we don't have to redo it. That's a nice screw up. I don't mind. This is the track we meant to play.
Yeah, that's right.
Washed Away, which starts immediately. Listen to it. Harvest Sons on FM95.
Sarah's been dancing down at the palace. Oh, man. Making it rain with her old money. Yeah.
It's the country station. I just walked over the end vocal. Seth, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's quite all right.
I didn't know it was there.
It's all right.
I love that one, though.
Buy the song, and then you'll
That's right. What you're hearing is music off the Flat Black Sessions. Love that title. Harvest Sons. You guys pretty much cut it live. So it wasn't like, hey, the guitar player can't come in till Tuesday. We'll add him later.
Yeah.
The bass player. You guys were live in the studio.
Without getting too technical on the recording process, we recorded it live. It was all live tracked.
Yeah.
So, which means we basically played it live instead of doing each part individually.
Yeah.
But it's possible. So that it had a more raw feel to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that song is very, very raw.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
And you recorded it where?
Flat Black Studios.
Ah.
In Lone Tree, Iowa.
Kills my next question.
Friend of ours turned a old corn crib barn into a recording studio that he painted black.
Nice.
So.
And he's got some skills on the dials, right?
He's excellent. I wouldn't work with anybody else.
Seth Coquitt is here. So, and the Fat Fish Pub, I have the date right here on November 21st.
Yes.
And that's off Broad Street. And they've got a great barbecue in there. Neil and the gang got a great deal going. Great music coming through all the time. You're missing it all the time, but it's all right. It's always going to be there.
Yeah.
Make sure you go November 21st, night before Thanksgiving.